Hello and welcome to The Awakening for Pisces. We begin this reading at 2:56 p.m. on yet another very cold, sunny day here. Sorry, getting my chair right. In the Mid-Hudson Valley of New York State, it has been a really cold week. I have not been out of the house. I've been nursing along a cold in the cold. Which has been a slightly elaborate process that has revived my passion for homeopathy, because that's basically how I got myself through and out onto the other end. And speaking of the other end, we are now officially at the other end of the awakening here in its final hour, accompanying the world's only 9,000-word sun sign reading. That's pretty funny. I probably could have kept going. It being Pisces, there's the potential for infinite expansion. It's like when you go over to your friend's house and you leave some of your stuff in the living room and some of your stuff in the kitchen and some of your stuff in your room and some of your stuff in their room, and then you find yourself collecting it. That is the Pisces tendency. The last thing, well, just as I was getting started, I took a few minutes to collect my thoughts, and an email came back from a client with whom I am working on this question of should she sell this business that she's taken something like 40 years to build and maintain. And the business is still a beautiful thing, but for some reason the market has changed for the particular type of luxury item that she sells. And so she is seeking my counsel on all the matters implicit in what do I do? What do I do? Like, there's different financial options, and the company's in X condition, and all this stuff. And this is a big question. And this is the kind of question that people often come to astrology with. And I don't know where you're at or what kind of question that you are facing. Of course, it could be a very, very wide diversity of situations. I sincerely hope things are going swimmingly for you, and that you are among the the few and the aware who can actually feel some sense of your own potential. I made one last edit to the Pisces reading, which I haven't output as a PDF and uploaded yet. Hopefully, I didn't put any typos in. I'll reread it, which was a comment that I sought from Melanie Reinhardt, author of Chiron and the Healing Journey, about what her take on the centaurs generally is, like what you can say generically about them to address the matter of Nessus remaining in Pisces. So that how it came to be that there's just Nessus left in Pisces is a long story, but basically all the outer planets except for Pluto have come through Pisces. And by this I don't mean like 1992 QB1, but that was not in Pisces that long ago. So, but by outer planets, I mean Uranus, Neptune, Pluto, Chiron, Saturn, have all, Borsisi, that's what we're going to talk about today, have all passed through Pisces. Saturn and Neptune are wrapping up. Neptune's journey since 2011 That's about 14 years. Saturn's since last year. The transition stage out is a 1 year, a little bit less transition stage from basically spring 25 to spring 26. So you've kind of seen it all. And Pisces is, there's like enough there to absorb all of this. Pisces is a very interesting side of the zodiac to be bored under. I mean, I am one. I've got a lot of planets in Pisces, but when I compare it to other main orientations and see the struggles that particularly the Pisces women around me have adapting to the immaculate physical real world of commitments and relationships, I'm reminded that it is a difficult place to orient in physical reality from, and that it's likely that you use a wide diversity of tactics and strategies to be able to do that. And a lot of those involve your effort to see the world of your own creation. And this can work for a while, but it's somewhat limiting. At a certain point, you have to enter a world of mutual creation. And, you know, really be able to stand together with people, which is about understanding, and only use that understanding for their sincere benefit, which means not for their benefit as an excuse for what might benefit you, but knowing that you offer yourself to their situation and otherwise just move on. There is a bold self-honesty called for with Pisces in this ability to stand among the rest of the world. And that bold honesty is made difficult by how porous and permeable Pisces is. This is really, I think, the most challenging thing, is that, you know, we have this idea of all the streams flow into rivers, and the rivers flow into bays, and the bays flow into oceans, and this is Pisces. And there's really no pushing back on that flow. You really have no choice but to go with it, and that can be called being a riverboat captain. It can be called being a seafarer. I think it can be called being a pilot, though that would be Sagittarian, but I think that pilots do a lot of flying over water. And those all require mastery and self-mastery. I think I might be a pretty good private pilot, but I don't trust myself enough to do it. So that tells you something. Piloting a ship, I think I would be better at, but recognizing the profound amount of study necessary and the wisdom. I was very fortunate as a young guy, maybe I was 14, I think it was the first job I ever had, was I was on the crew through the Youth Conservation Corps of a ship called the Pioneer, sailing out of South Street Seaport. Still sails, you can look it up. It's a five-sailed, two-masted schooner. And I was the command of the ship was Michael Korchmar, a revered shipwright. He wasn't just a captain. He was a consultant in the repair and building of ships, and that immediately in the 3 weeks I spent on that ship taught me respect, for the command of the vessel. I was talented enough to run the kitchen during my 3 weeks, so I had something not. I was the closest a little kid could become to being an officer, to run the kitchen, which was a wood-fired stove. I knew how to do that. And my time out on Long Island Sound taught me something that I will never forget. And what I am saying here is that to be able to navigate the waterways and the oceans of this planet, you have to be disciplined. You have to commit yourself to learning and to mastering small things, one thing at a time. And I think perhaps most difficult to stability of your personality. That's pretty much the bottom line for doing anything that is really difficult, where there's not some kind of a manager or impresario ripping you off, selling your soul out. If you want to have the benefits of your own work and your own learning, well, this takes discipline. And the among the many planets that have passed through Pisces, the next last, I'm working up to the last one. The next to the last one has been Saturn. And I don't know about you, but these 2 years of Saturn in Pisces have been very inspiring of maintaining order, organization, focus, structure. My organization is three quarters the size of what it was those 2 years ago, but more productive. Debt is paid down. Expenses are down by 30%. Files are in order, and so on. That has been my experience of Saturn in Pisces, and I'm wondering what yours has been. And if it has not been like this kind of Saturnian boon that I'm describing, which includes shrinking things, that's very, very good Saturn mode, and structuring things, that's a good Saturn mode, and taking command, that's a good Saturn mode. It's very hard for Pisces to take command, but I'm here to tell you, you can do it. There is time. This Saturn Neptune moving into Aries process is going to take more than a year. So while this is the third year of Saturn in Pisces and something like the 14th of Saturn of Neptune in Pisces, you have time to get yourself together if you have not done that. And if you have done some of that, you have time to finish that task up. The beauty of Saturn going through one sign, which some of us are experiencing for the first or second or third time, is that it genuinely extols the power of the inner authority. We live in this world of outer authority. You just scan through any news feed or publication or whatever, you know, newspaper or literally anything on the internet. There is all of this content, official content, sponsored content, advertising content, random videos jammed in the middle of everything, random ads jammed in the middle of random videos. That is basically telling you who you are. This works brilliantly in people who lack inner authority and who are always looking for some outer authority to hitch their moorings to. And the Saturn principle is exactly the opposite of that. The Saturn principle is saying, connect with your inner authority. I first heard that term from Human Design. In fact, Human Design has a diversity of inner authorities. It's a very, very complicated system that I have not been able to find a way into, except for certain concepts. And an HD reading helped me out quite a bit in explaining certain factors of how my own sort of human being is.